Good evening, everyone. We'll call to order the regular city council meeting, Willow City Council. We'll call the meeting to order for Tuesday, August 22nd, 2017. Item number two on the agenda, our pledge of allegiance, if you please stand. Principal Planner Karen Mantelli, you do the honors tonight leading us in the pledge. Thank you.
Pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Karen. Item three, roll call. Madam Clerk.
Councilmember Mello.
Aye.
Councilmember Williams.
Here.
Councilmember Yoder. Vice Mayor Warren. Mayor Hansen.
Here. Thank you, Robin. Item four, public comment, written communications. Item 4A, public comments. Members of the public wishing to address the council on any items not on the agenda may do so at this time when recognized by the mayor or vice mayor. However, no formal action will be taken unless a majority consensus of the council directs staff to place the item on a future agenda. The public is advised to limit discussion to one presentation per individual. While not required, please state your name and address for the record. Oral communications will be limited to 3 minutes. Is there any public comment tonight on any items not on the agenda? If so, please approach the podium and state your name. It's not required, but it is appreciated. Good evening.
This is on.
Yes.
My name is Rebecca Reed. I live at 2355 County Road S, Willows. I am a volunteer for the Wags and Whiskers program, and Margaret Hayes is the one that's in charge of the pound here in Willows at Burnham's. And I started volunteering, walking dogs. The object is to keep any of the dogs that are in the pound from being put down. And that's what we do. There's many members of us who take in the dogs, work with them, and get them back to the public in a healthier manner and rescue them. So I have thought for many years that it would be lovely to have a dog park in Willows for many reasons. I'll give you two. When I travel, I have dogs. My daughter trains dogs. We take our dogs, we go to Fort Bragg. They have a lovely dog park there. And then when we give our tourism money to Fort Bragg, we take our dogs and we're able to safely exercise them. So for Willows, for families that have pets, they could go there, they could exercise their dogs. For tourists that come in, they spend the night, they know that we have a dog park, and it would be a draw. And this was kind of put together fast. So I do have other people that would support this, and I could bring them to the next meeting. So I appreciate you listening to me, and I hope you consider what a draw it would be to have a dog park in Willows. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for your comments. Thank you. Is there any further public comment this evening? Jody Samans, good evening.
Good evening, Mayor, Council members. I'm here just to do two things. First of all, to correct the time on our Thursday meeting to 3 p.m. if you didn't get that message because of conflict with another meeting. And the second thing is to share with you that both of the Glynn County projects have been moved forward to phase 2A of the California Competes program, and that's really good news for us. And I will be working with your city manager to get a letter of support from the city of Willows. There's a really short timeline, but we have to have it back to them by the 29th. So on the CalAg project here west of Willows, I'll be asking Wayne to help us with a letter of support.
Very good. Thank you
very
much. Thank you. Thank you for all of your efforts and hard work. Is there any further public comment this evening and any items not on the agenda? Anything further? Okay, very good. Thank you for your comments. Item five, consent agenda. Consent items are considered to be routine by the City Council and will be enacted in one motion. There will be no separate discussion on these items unless a council member requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda. It is recommended that the Council, item 5A, approve the general checking, payroll, and direct deposit check registers. Numbers 34989 to 35032 and numbers ZZebra 08625 to ZZebra 08659 and finally numbers 36923 to 36949 and item 5B, approval of the minutes of the City Council meetings held on both August 2nd, 2017, and August 8th, 2017. Pleasure to the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to approve the consent agenda as presented.
Mr. Williams has moved to approve the consent agenda as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Matter carries 3-0. Moving on to item 6, public hearing. Item 6A, conduct a public hearing and receive public input regarding a possible CDBG/OTC, and that stands for Community Development Block Grant and over-the-counter. Grant funding. Upon conclusion of the public hearing, possible approval by resolution authorizing staff to submit a CDBG/OTC grant program funding application to the State Housing and Community Development Agency for a CDBG application in support of the Willows Commercial and Industrial Center project. Principal Planner Karen Mantelli, good evening. It's always a pleasure to see you.
Yes, thank you, all of the City Council members that are here present this evening. Before you, yes, is a application request, an authorization for staff to submit this CDBG over-the-counter grant funding to the state for a Willows Commercial Industrial Center project. The city held the project design phase for which is required, and we held that in May to allow the public the opportunity to provide some input. And at this public hearing, it is an opportunity to discuss and approve an application prior to submittal to the state. The grant funds that we are proposing to apply for will be applied to Rumiano Cheese Project, and that's going to be located in that Willows Commercial Industrial Center, and is to be used towards infrastructure improvements that are necessary to complete the site preparations for the project and to accommodate a new packaging facility, and then also would be to provide a direct business loan, which is financial assistance to a for-profit. These activities are all eligible under the grant fund, so therefore it is eligible to apply for, and it also does qualify as an eligible CDBG economic development activity under the HUD activity codes. So we meet all of the requirements for submittal of an application to the state. There is no financial considerations at this time because it is contingent upon the successful application from the CDBG program. And within this grant application, there are also administrative activity funds that are available. The notice was provided and published in a local newspaper prior to this hearing for the public, and this is a public hearing. So with that, if council has any questions of me, I'd be more than happy to answer them.
Thank you very much, Ms. Mantelli. Council members, any questions, comments?
Actually, Mr. Mayor, I only have just a comment. First off, I'd like to thank the staff for always looking for grants to keep and retain new businesses and bring in new businesses. And Mr. Rumiano, I think probably about a year ago, had attended our meetings in regards to this. And if I recall correctly, that they had outgrown their space out there and they was looking for a space hopefully within the area. Unfortunately, they said if that wasn't possible, they may even consider moving out of state. So anything that we can do to help them stay here is a plus, because they've been here an awful long time and they do have a lot of employees. So
this will retain up to 100 jobs, so that's why it qualifies for the CDBG funding application.
So yeah, thank you very much.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Williams. Mr. Mello, any comments?
Once the request is put in, how long would it take before we will know?
It's normally about a 2 to 3 month time frame. Over the counter might be a little quicker because it doesn't have to go through the same type of procedure, but over the counters are probably a little quicker than the normal application process review time. So we're anticipating, hopefully maybe within a couple of months, to be able to hear the representative for this, for our area, and for the over-the-counter is aware of this application, so would be prepared to receive it.
Thank you.
Mr. Mello, I was just looking at the grant writer that's doing the project, and he just gave me the three-month window, looks like, so.
Okay.
Oh, is that what that was?
We'd like to thank Mr. Lucas for his work on this grant and working with Rumiano. We thank them both for getting this moving forward, and Mark from 3-4 for getting us set up. So thank you guys very much.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Anything further, Mr. Mo? Mr.
No.
Williams?
Yes, no, sir.
Okay. Very good. Well, at this time, Chief, anything further from staff before you open the public hearing? Okay, Karen, anything
no,
further
I have
from
no
staff?
Further comments.
Okay. Before we open the public hearing. Very good. At this time, we'll open the public hearing. We've now come to the public input portion of the hearing. The public hearing is being recorded and is subject to possible review by the courts. Therefore, all statements or remarks must be made clearly and distinctly into the microphone. If there is anyone in the audience who has any pertinent evidence or opinions or statements relevant to issues being heard, please step up to the microphone. And although it is not required, it is also requested that you please state and spell your name for the record, and comments are generally restricted to 3 minutes. So the time is now 19:10 hours, 7:10 p.m., and we'll open a public hearing in reference to the CDBG over-the-counter grant application funding. So, Mr. Ross.
Doug Ross, D-O-U-G-R-O-S-S, Valley Mirror reporter. It's more of a, for informational purposes, of what is Rumiano Cheese going to continue with their present plant in the, and operations in the Road D district, and this is going to be a new, whatever you would call it, manufacturing line or similar expansion, or is it going to be the moving of their operation completely to the south area?
Okay, thank you, Mr. Ross.
Mayor Hanson, we have a representative from Rumiano that would love to possibly answer that.
Very good. Thank you, Chief. Thank you. We're just getting ready to call on you, Chief. Good evening.
Good evening. I'm Tony Rumiano with Rumiano Cheese. I'm CFO. The plan with the plant is, due to the high expense of building a new building, we're going to try to build it in phases. So the first phase would just be moving our packaging plant over and keep a lot of the cold storage where it is. If at the time we can build that second phase big enough, we would move everything from Road D out to the new plant and just have one consolidated space to save with freight, save with energy, save with all the economics that comes with it.
Okay, thank you. Very good. Mr. Romano, thank you very much for the information. Any further members of the audience like to speak in reference to this matter at this time? Any further comments? Anything? Okay, very good. The time is 19:12 hours, 7:12 p.m., and we'll close the public hearing on this matter at this time. Council members, questions, comments?
No questions. Yeah.
Nope.
Okay. I just also follow up on what Chief Peabody's comments were just now. Mr. Rumiano and Mr. Lucas and Mr. Mark. Mark. Well, I always have a problem with your last name. I'm sorry. Anyway, I'm sorry. But anyway, yeah, thank you very much for attending tonight and for all of your efforts, and as well as staff, Chief, to you and the staff for all of your hard-fought efforts on this project. Rumiano Cheese, is a premier Willows company, 1921, and I'm just elated at the fact that this is moving forward and see just a bright future for Rumiano Cheese and also for our entire community as this project moves forward. So, Mr. Rumiano, Tony, thank you to you and your family and your company for all of the excellent work that you do. And thank you very much for your patience as this project has rolled out and the different bumps in the road have been tackled and challenged. So thank you very much for everything that you've done so far. So I think this application is just fantastic. It's something that we definitely need to move forward with. No questions asked. This is the future of our community right here, and the South Willows development as well. So, gentlemen, if you have no further comments, this is an action item. This is a resolution. Pleasure to the council.
Mr. Mayor, I move to adopt a resolution titled "A Resolution of the City Council of the City of Willows approving an application for funding and execution of a grant agreement and any amendments thereto from the over-the-counter community development block grant funding allocation CDBG program for the Rumiano Cheese project, and if selected, the execution of a standard agreement and any amendments thereto and other related documents necessary to participate in the CDBG/OTC program.
Mr. Miller has moved to approve the resolution as presented. Is there a second?
I'll second that.
Mr. Williams has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Yoder? Vice Mayor Warren? Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thanks again, gentlemen. Thank you very much. And thanks for coming over tonight. Appreciate it. Item 7, ordinances. Item 7A, it is recommended that the council read by title only for passage of the second reading and possible adoption of the ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, California, amending the development agreement between California Land Investors, LLC, and the City of Willows, Chapter S, Section 19.10.05 of the Willows Municipal Code. Chief.
Mayor Hansen, members of the council, this is item that was brought before you at the last meeting. This is the second reading. There has been no amendments or changes to it since, and it is as presented in the first meeting. Staff finds this item to be truthful and honest, and we'll be happy to answer any questions.
Very good, Chief. Thank you very much. Council members, any questions, comments?
No, actually, I think we went over it pretty well at the last meeting, so
we did.
No questions,
yes.
Sir.
Yes. Thank you, Mr. Williams. Mr. Mello?
No.
Anything further?
No.
Okay, pleasure of the council. This is the second reading. I read by title only, first of all, I'm sorry. So, Mr. Williams, go ahead.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council.
Pardon, Mr. Williams, excuse me. This is recommended that the council read by title only.
Oh, I'm sorry. Mr. Mayor, I move that.
No worries.
Move by. Pardon me. Recommend that. Read by title only and adopt the ordinance entitled An Ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows.
Mr. Williams, so you have moved that the ordinance next in line be read by title only?
Yes, sir.
Very good.
Sorry about that.
Second.
And Mr. Mello seconded. Further discussion? Yes, sir. Madam Clerk, let's do a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Yoder? Vice Mayor Warren? Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk. Matter carries 3-0. Pleasure of the council in reference to the second reading of the ordinance.
Mr. Mayor, I move that the ordinance, an ordinance of the City Council of the City of Willows, California, amending the development agreement between California Land Investors, LLC, and the City of Willows, chaptered as Section 19.10.05 of the Willows Municipal Code, pass second reading.
Mr. Williams has moved that the ordinance pass second reading as presented. Is there a second?
Second.
Mr. Mello has seconded. Further discussion? Madam Clerk, this will be a roll call vote, please.
Councilmember Mello?
Aye.
Councilmember Williams?
Aye.
Councilmember Yoder? Vice Mayor Warren? Mayor Hansen?
Aye. Matter carries 3-0. Thank you very much. Moving on to item number 8, Council Staff Reports Comments. Item 8A, Staff Reports Comments. Chief, anything from staff this evening?
You know, the biggest thing from staff is you may have seen a press release from the Recreation Department. We are moving forward with registrations online for all the knuckle draggers and crumb eaters leaving around the house. So it's great for everybody to be online to be able to register for our recreation.
By golly. 21st century in Willows.
Here we go.
How about that? Imagine that. About time.
I apologize to you. We might have a point of order here. I do apologize to you. And if I'm wrong, then please come down from the dais and slap me upside the head.
You're wrong.
But you read by title, read by title, and passed second reading. Was there ever actual adoption of the ordinance, sir? And again, if I'm wrong, please.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Then I apologize for having
you. Yes. The right. Both motions were approved 3-0 vote. Madam Clerk.
Is there adoption of the ordinance?
Would it require that they had stated adoption as well as second reading?
Were the word did you say the two motions
read by title only and pass second reading? Was there ever within that a motion?
Was that the second motion? I thought Mr. Williams made the motion to read the ordinance. Am I incorrect? I thought that's what I heard.
Adoption of the ordinance never stated in the motion.
I read that, but he said
second reading and Mr. Williams, did you pass second? I know you passed second reading. Did you also state adoption of the ordinance in your motion, sir?
I believe so. That was my intent.
Mm-hmm. That's what I heard.
I believe. I think you said that.
Then I apologize for it.
No worries. No worries, Mr. Yeah. Salisbury. Chief?
My flub.
Chief, you're...
We're good.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. It sounded accurate to me as you were reading it.
Nice. Yeah. Yep. Sounded good to me,
Any
too.
Any questions? Okay. Very good. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Salisbury. No, nope. No worries pointing that out. Absolutely not. Okay. Chief, anything further?
Nothing further from staff.
From staff. Okay, very good. Okay. Item 8B, council reports, comments. Who would like to begin? Mr. Williams?
Oh, sure. Actually, first off, I'd like to thank Robin for putting the item numbers on the agenda pages. It makes it a little easier to follow through. And on August 12th, I attended a dinner at DG and Lori Woodward's house in Orland, California. They hosted a dinner for four college students from Korea, South Korea, I guess I should note, along with Professor, and I'm going to hack his name, Kai Won Ru. And he's the president for the Willows Memorial Foundation of the Korean First Aviation School, which was just east of Willows. And in attendance also was the council member from Orland, Selena Edwards, supervisors Corum and Foltz, Lilia and Frank Prentice, and their son Steve, and the four students. And there is no way I'm going to begin to try to pronounce their names. First off, I'd like to thank the Woodwards for the invitation, and they had the students, stay at their house, and they, wound up giving them some, insight on the history. There is a little bit of brief information, but they also gave each one of us a book with about the Korean airmen. And so I'm going to donate mine to the library so that citizens can, read through and see what input that we had on that. So at that point, that's everything I have.
Thank you very much, Mr. Williams. Did you have any information on Regional Transit Committee meeting?
Oh, goodness. Could you please?
I'll cover it. Yeah, sure. I'm just going to give you the opportunity if you'd like. Okay, very, very good. Mr. Miller.
What I get out of the Willis Public Library Board meeting the other day was that they want me to make sure everybody understands that there is a book and bake sale on the 24th through the 26th of August right here in this building. That was their main thing. So we're setting it up right now for the 24th through the 26th of August book and bake sale. And that is it. And the Rumiato Cheese, I had a horse a few years ago that ran a race up in Ferndale. And I know you have a plan up there, Ferndale.
Chris is here.
And Rumiato Cheese sponsored the race I was in. And we won that race. And we did get a horse blanket and had big old Rumiato Cheese on the horse blanket. So it was pretty neat. That's all I have.
Very good. Very good. Okay, I attended the very first meeting of the Glen Groundwater Authority Board of Directors, and it was held on August 14th, 2017 at the Glen County Ag Department. All of the new directors were there. It was basically the formation meeting. And happy to report that John Amaro was railroaded. Elected chairman of the Board of Directors. And Supervisor John Viegas was elected vice chair, and Lisa Hunter with the Department of Agriculture, the Water Resources Coordinator, will serve as the secretary. She is not a director, but the bylaws allow another party to serve as the secretary, and that's the best way to do business. So Lisa Hunter from the Ag Department is serving as the secretary, and was also appointed to serve as the program manager for this time for the Glen Groundwater Authority as well, which is also outlined in the charter bylaws. It was basically routine business, being the first meeting. Golden State Risk Management was selected as the insurance carrier for the authority, and basically just pretty much housekeeping efforts for the bulk of the meeting, which needed to be done. And the meetings will be held monthly for the remainder of the balance of this year, and then the meetings will be quarterly starting next year in January. So with that, it was a productive meeting, and we concluded the business in about an hour's time, which was very good. So, and I'm also I'm a member of the budget ad hoc subcommittee, myself, John Amaro, and Thad Bettner, who's an alternate director. He's the, I'll know Thad, he's the manager of the Glen Cluse Irrigation District. We're trying to hammer down a date to have a budget ad hoc subcommittee meeting. I wanted to be on the budget subcommittee because we need to keep the costs under control with this new board, for sure. So, and that's what the goal is. Anyway, with that, and we also had a Regional Transit Committee meeting and the Glen County Transportation Commission meeting on Thursday, August 17th. Generally routine business for the Regional Transit Committee meeting. We hadn't had a meeting in 2 months due to lack of agenda items. So nothing earth-shattering during the Transit Committee meeting other than a routine business. During the Transportation Commission meeting, pleased to report routine business as well. I will report out that the Glen Ride is meeting the fare box return. The averages are maintaining stable, so above 12%, just under 13%. We have to maintain a fare box return of 10% in order to maintain our funding status. They're hovering right around 12.89%, right in that neighborhood. Without referring to the actual documents here, but they've been pretty steady for many years now, and have been, since at least 2004, if I remember correctly. But for the 9 years I've been on the committee, they've hovered right in around that healthy area. So that's good to know, and I have to report. But most importantly, something that we've been seeking for quite some time, a new security gate will be installed. There was a contractor was awarded the bid, and a new security fencing system is going to be installed on the North Calusa Street entrance. And we also engaged in a side letter between the Transportation Commission and the County of Glen as well in reference to that. And the bidder was, I'll get you the name of the company here in a minute, but it's a $32,400 bid. Here it is. Aero Fencing won the bid at $32,400. Aero Fencing has done a lot of work for Caltrans facilities all over the state. It's a solid company. They do good work, and I'm glad they got this bid. Anyway, it's going to be a rolling gate with a ground track, and it's going to have an automatic component too. We've just been—it's been way too long. I've had security concerns for the Glen Ride drivers, especially in the winter months when it's dark at 5:30, and the last bus rolls in about 8 p.m. 6 days a week, out there unlocking gates and moving the bus, open the gate, move the bus, lock the gate, and so on and so forth. Getting out of the bus, it just, we don't need anything to happen to any of our staff members. Just from a security standpoint, it's about time that we finally have security fencing that's going to go in. It's just going to enhance overall effectiveness with the electric gate, but also enhance security for our drivers, the Glen Ride buses, so they're not sitting ducks out there in the darkness. As we know, what kind of individuals lurk out there, it's always concerned me, but I'm just really, really pleased to report that. So that was pretty much, those were the highlights of the Transportation Commission meeting at this point. And finally, I just want to give a big, just a big congratulatory acknowledgement to the Willows Car and Bike Show Association Committee. Kevin Nelson, as we all know, is the president of that committee. They've once again pulled off a fantastic car show here. I attended the Show and Shine Friday night, and also the car show on Saturday. The car show on Saturday was was great. There were a lot more cars there this year than last year, and a lot of vendors. I believe Kevin told me there were 44 vendors that were slated to show up, but there were good crowds. It was a great time. I was there pretty much all day. People kept coming all day long, and the cars and bikes were awesome, really awesome. So at the Show and Shine, the mayor's cup this year went to Shane Strickland of Orland. We won't hold it against the fact that he's from Orland, okay? But we reached out and selected an Orlander to receive the Willows Mayor's Cup. Shane Strickland is the owner of a black over gray silver colored 1950 Olds 88. It's a beautiful car, just a beautiful car. I didn't see the car at the show on Saturday, but he was here for the Show and Shine on Friday night, and I've got a basket case barn car 1950 Chevy that was a twin to that. That I'd like to restore. It's on my bucket list to restore someday, but it was just a beautiful car. So congratulations to Shane. But I just, once again, the Willows Car and Bike Show committee members just pulled one out of the hat this time. It was an outstanding car show, and I'm so happy to have that show appear each year in our community. So with that, that's all I have to report. Moving on now to item number 9. The time is 19:31 hours, 9:31 p.m. Adjournment. Meeting adjourned. Thank you for attending.
Sorry about that.